The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. Work.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Bring in the hag.
Boys tell how far Joe fell.
Now, gone to legend.
Living in a cheap hotel.
As we all will.
The dead is quiet.
We join our ancestors.
So the story ends. We're
told. I don't want to join my ancestors. I don't want to die.
I need your prayers and truth.
I'll tell you, I'm comfortable with it.
Save a few for lefty
too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
I know what goes forward, though. It's the human species. There's really no restraint now on the genetic engineers, on the elite, with the weapons they're building. There's only a lust for raw power.
Out of mind size.
I hope we can...
A few great battles.
Survive our collective madness. I hope that we can survive the mad scientists. Hell, asteroids and superquakes and things like that are a big enough issue to deal with. I'm going to talk about that some later. California is just due for megaquakes. It's like 2 years overdue. The entire rest of the Pacific Rim has had a big quake in the last decade. And when it hits, they think it's going to be super devastating. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just talking about how we just don't expect things till they hit us. We have a 7.4 earthquake hits southern Japan. We've got volcanoes going crazy all over the place. The inner areas of the earth are definitely active. And imagine if they came out and said, if you don't believe that man is causing the earthquakes or man's causing the molten lava to be more active, we're going to put you in jail like Bill Nye says we should do if you, we should look at doing if you don't believe in man-made global warming or now climate change or whatever else they tell you the science is fixed on when it's not. I mean, most scientists, astrophysicists and solar experts and others, they're like, no, it's the sun. But the UN had a vote 5 years ago and they said the sun has no effect on climate. It's like saying your water heater has no effect on the hot water that you have in your bathtub. I mean, it's the reason the water's hot. It's ridiculous. And they knew. The sun started cooling down. The earth started getting cooler. The sun is in a more dormant phase. And they know that. And he goes, but Enron ran scams. They went to jail. Enron lied to people about how much the power was costing. And then Enron was the one that came up with the carbon tax. I just cannot believe the rich irony, the rich hypocrisy. It's not even hypocrisy. What is the word? Does Bill Nye not know that Enron came up with the whole scam? Or that the whole thing's about that? They've invested so much, they will not stop. And I never finished this clip. I want to finish it now. This is Barbara Boxer attacking first a philosopher. She says, I don't listen to philosophers. And then she goes and attacks a Catholic priest because he doesn't agree with the Pope, who isn't a scientist either. But we can all look at the evidence and know that a carbon tax is a death sentence. That's what they're saying. Here it is.
This is one of the greatest moral crimes. If you make energy more expensive or you prohibit or restrict people from getting energy from sources like coal, that's literally death.
Mr. Epstein, are you a scientist?
No, philosopher.
You're a philosopher?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the Environment and Public Works Committee. I think it's interesting we have a philosopher here talking about an issue.
It's to teach you how to think more clearly.
Well, you don't have to teach me how to think more clearly. You don't have to. Try running for the Senate on your platform. Reverend Nelson, perhaps the most... Well, this is the place to have a philosopher, not a scientist. It's perfect for this Republican...
You have to integrate the big picture data.
I'm not asking you anything. I'm telling you that all you have to know is you're a philosopher, not a scientist, and I don't appreciate getting lectured by a philosopher about science. Now, I want to talk to... I can ask
when,
you what I want. Do
when,
you disagree
when,
with the Pope on climate change? It's a simple yes or no.
When the Pope says things that have to do with science, he does not speak from the Majesty of the Pope.
Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me.
He was on the air, I don't know, 3 weeks ago with Mr. Debt, Peter Schiff, and I wanted to have a nice discussion. It got a little bit heated, especially on Debt's side. I didn't know that guy could get excited. But it was definitely very thought-provoking because I wanted to get Peter Schiff on with him because I think both guys are really smart. I wanted to see where they think things are going. Peter has been saying that he thinks the IMF would basically and World Bank would call for a further race of negative interest rates. For folks that don't know what that means, we're going to break it down. We don't get lower interest rates. No. It means the banks start charging us basically to keep money. That's already started in a few areas of Europe. And if you want to know where we're going, look at Europe, because the bail-ins, just all the craziness, and they are gearing up here. They're admitting the economy's in trouble. The Federal Reserve admits it's in trouble. When Schiff predicted they would just, go up a small amount, he said then they might even go back after that. They're now talking about it. So we're going to find out what he thinks is going on. He's one of the best people to talk to, because you're never sure. The establishment isn't kind of sure. They're kind of waiting to the last minute as well. We've seen the main New York Fed say they're out of bullets. term shift used a couple of years ago. They just don't have anything to do. And some of people go, well, I'm not in the stock market. I don't care. Everything's connected to this, folks. So we're on top of this giant bubble. And if they're saying Trump is gloom and doom because he goes, we're in trouble, we're in a big bubble. And they go, oh, look at Trump, that fearmonger. I mean, we're on the biggest bubble ever. So Europac.com, billions under management. I'm not going to go into Peter Schiff's whole background. Most folks know who he is, best-selling researcher and author and radio host in his own right. Europac.com and Alex Jones, of course, with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He'll be gone at the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to spend 30 minutes on news. There's a bunch of it. Military news, Russians buzzing ships, our stories on DrudgeReport.com. There's just a lot of it. I'm going to get to it. In the fourth hour, our crew are in Denver, where people are protesting the RNC just canceling the election there. And they tried to act like this was normal in like a con game, and now everybody's waking up to it, and even a lot of mainline Republicans are saying it's wrong. So we're going to get into that as well. Peter Schiff has a two-second delay, so I'm going to try to not jump in too much. The Skype's acting weird today, so we're going to go to Peter Schiff right now. Again, if you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. You can always add another dimension. Most of you listen at lunch or in your car. I get that. But when you're at home or want to add another level to it, Infowars.com/show. We are also going out on TV satellites, have some TV and cable systems like in Houston picking this up. We're about to roll that out a lot bigger in the next few months and start listing a bunch of affiliates. Really exciting things on that front as well. But, again, going to Peter Schiff, Schiff of Europac.com. Peter, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Alex.
Where do we start? I mean, are we 30 seconds from midnight? I mean, how bad is it? What's really going on in the economy?
Well, it's no way to know exactly, you know, the timetable, but obviously this economy is already back in recession. And if it's not in a recession, it's certainly on the cusp of one. But, you know, if you look at the data that came out, we got industrial production numbers that came out earlier this morning. They were looking for a bounce. Instead, we got another decline. They revised the February number down. We got big inventories build again this week. Retail sales disappointed. I think it's clear that, you know, we could be in a negative GDP quarter right now. And, you know, I think that if the first quarter is bad, the second quarter is going to be worse, because the last couple of years we had a rebound in the second quarter because we had very cold winters. Well, this winter was the warmest in 120 years. So there is nothing to rebound from. If anything, some of the activity might have been pulled into the first quarter from the second. Meanwhile, you've got this huge inventory glut that needs to be wound down, and the trade deficit is getting worse. So there's a lot bearing down on U.S. economic growth. The problem for the Fed is, how do they launch a new round of stimulus and still pretend the economy is in good shape? Because that's the message President Obama is trying to sell, and that's the message that Hillary Clinton is trying to run on, and Janet Yellen doesn't want to take the wind out of their sails.
What does it signify? Was my analysis accurate, or what can you add of what negative interest rates will do, and then what do you predict they're going to do?
Well, I mean, negative interest rates are a disaster. I mean, it's not working in Japan. It's not working in Europe. It's not going to work here. But just because it doesn't work doesn't mean we're not going to do it, because everything we do doesn't work, and we do it anyway. But I think it shows desperation that you've had all these central bankers lowering interest rates and lowering interest rates and expecting it to revive the economy. And then when they get down to zero, rather than admit that it didn't work, because clearly if you go to zero and you still haven't achieved your objective, maybe it doesn't work. Instead of admitting that they were wrong, they're now going negative, which is just sheer desperation. But I do believe as inflation really starts to turn around in Europe and Japan, the central banks there are going to be forced to abandon 0% rates, and they're actually going to have to raise rates pretty high to get out in front of that inflation curve. But the United States, I don't think we're going to do anything. No matter how high inflation gets, we'll do our best to pretend it doesn't exist or rationalize it away, because we have a lot more debt. I mean, America is broke. If you look at Europe and Japan, even though there is some debt there, overall, those are still creditor nations. The world still owes Europe money. The world owes Japan money. But America owes more money than all the other debtor nations combined. I mean, Trump is right about that. I mean, we are broke. We're flat broke, and we're living off this credit bubble, and we can't prick it. So other central banks may be able to raise their rates, but the Fed can't.
How do you see this unfolding? I mean, what are the next triggers? We hear about sovereign debt. We hear about corporate debt. We hear about state debt. I mean, what could trigger the next big implosion? A huge earthquake in California? I mean, I guess another subprime mortgage crisis we're talking about is coming soon. I mean, there's so many irons in the fire that I see as being able to be a trigger. Or does it just keep sliding slowly? Because even mainline media now won't push the lie that they were just a year ago, that really the economy is doing fantastic. The only person doing that is Obama, who says we have the best economy ever, ever.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, we got some consumer sentiment numbers come out today, much worse than expected. Small business sentiment came out the lowest in 2 years. That was earlier this week. And in fact, small business owners listed the weak U.S. economy as their main concern. I mean, so if businesses are so concerned about the economy, how can it be so great? If you've got Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders doing so well, Sanders is now almost neck and neck with Clinton in the national polls. He's only down by like 1 or 2 points. And I think Trump came out today. This is his biggest lead yet in the national polls. I mean, why is that? These are the two candidates that are the ones that are most running as anti-establishment. The economy is a wreck, and I can do something to fix it. If the economy was so good, these candidates wouldn't be attracting so much support. So, you know, you're right. The economy is bad. It's just a question of people admitting it. And I think the trigger that's going to really send this into a higher gear is going to be the admission by the Fed that the economy is weak, or the market's figuring it out on their own. And then you really get a decline in the dollar, because now people start to realize that we're not going to get all these rate hikes that everybody's been betting on. We're going to get cuts. And the Fed doesn't have much room to cut, because it only managed to raise rates to a quarter. So there's not a lot of stimulus left. All they've got is potentially negative rates and a huge round of quantitative easing. And this thing is going to blow up in the Fed's face.
Sure. I mean, if the Fed's wrong about interest rates being at zero, being good, why is the IMF and World Bank, why are they cheerleading around? I guess IMF's more European, World Bank's more U.S., but the two are connected at the hip. But both those groups are basically saying the same thing.
Yeah, well, they're not any smarter. In fact, the IMF is still projecting the U.S. economy to grow at about 2.2% this year, which, you know, there's no chance of that happening, because if you look at how bad the first quarter is, the rest of the year is going to have to be above 3%. And I don't know why the IMF would actually believe that. It's more of this propaganda. The IMF, they're a bunch of bureaucrats. They want to believe that the U.S. economy is going to be strong, because that's the Federal Reserve. That's the central bank's program. I mean, the government is trying to create economic growth, and the IMF wants to pretend that they're successful. They don't want to acknowledge all this government failure. The only way to get real government economic growth is to get the government out of the way. Institutions like the IMF just interfere with economic growth.
I agree. We're about to go to break, and I want to come back and ask you just front and center, because you're the expert, other key things about the economy you want to impart to folks. Peter Schiff's our guest. But separately, I'm not happy the economy's falling apart. I'm not happy we're on a bubble. I'm not doom and gloom. I just want to be honest with people. Our audience has been roughly doubling every year for the last 5 or 6 years. It's growing even faster. More affiliates, more people watching videos, more people watching podcasts. This even happened in 2008. But until about 2 or 3 years ago, as audience went up, our money went up. The amount of money coming in went up so I could expand with reporters and writers and everything else. Audience gets bigger, more money comes in. For the first time ever the last few years, our audience is exploding, but money is not going up, Peter. And I've gotten better at sponsors and raising money. So despite every trick I've got, it's harder than ever. Most media, as you know, is downsizing or going out of business. So I'm seeing it, even in a, quote, boom town where we're based, like Austin, Texas, I'm seeing it across the country.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, people have less money. People have less money to spend, and so the advertisers are cutting back, and everybody's feeling it.
So, I mean, you think that we may already actually be in a recession?
Yeah, well, all of the indicators, if you look at most of the economic indicators that are out there, they're flashing recession. I mean, the only thing that isn't is the low unemployment rate and the jobs that we're creating. But then when you look beneath the surface, and we've discussed this before on your program, when you realize that all the jobs that are being created are low-paying part-time jobs. The reason there are so many jobs is because people now have two or three. And so if you have three jobs, that, you know, you count as having, you know, it's three instead of just one. But they don't add up to one good full-time job. And you have lots of people who have left the labor force. And I think one of the reasons the unemployment claims are so low is because so few people are being hired that not that many people are being fired. You can't lose a job unless you get a job. And so since we're really creating so few legitimate jobs, there's not a lot of people that are collecting unemployment. So this economy is very weak despite the rosy scenario, the fiction that the president is trying to paint. But Wall Street still doesn't get it. You know, if you look at performance, investment performance in the first quarter, this was the worst quarter for actively managed accounts in 18 years.
Peter, stay there. Let's talk about the real state of the economy, the next shoe to drop, and more straight ahead. Peter Schiff, Europac.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Free
reason I'm talking about earthquakes is I'm going to talk some about that in the next segment. I'm not totally obsessed with volcanoes and earthquakes. Some people really are into that. They like those movies, and they're always worried about it. I guess you kind of do if you live in like California or something, or Japan, but they are saying, all the seismologists, California's way overdue. It's going to be like an 8.0 or bigger. What will that do to the economy? But it's a parallel to the economy already. People just don't think it's going to happen until it happens, and we're lined up for the biggest group of bubbles we've ever seen. Even, you know, the Royal Bank of Scotland says, sell everything you've got, you know, end of the world type stuff, now coming out of George Soros and others. And so I'm just asking, wow, you know, is that just hype, or how big is it going to be? Is there any way to avoid it? Peter Schiff was just getting into some of the numbers coming out. Peter?
Well, no, I was talking before the break about how investors still just don't get what's going on, because for the past several years, everybody's been positioned as if this recovery were real, that it were sustainable, and that the Fed could normalize interest rates and everything was going to be fine. So they've been buying dollars, they've been buying certain assets. And the first quarter of this year, investment returns, it was the worst quarter in 18 years for actively managed funds. Most hedge funds lost money, barely any made any money at all, because they still don't get it. They still don't understand what's changed. Meanwhile, at Europe Pacific Capital, we had one of our best quarters in years, probably since 2009, because we're positioned for reality. I've been saying for the last few years, as this bubble's been inflating, that this whole narrative has been wrong, that the Federal Reserve has not solved our problems but exacerbated them.
And you said that before 2008, so let me ask you this. Speaking of earthquakes, you're famous for quoting, famous for this quote, 2008 was a tremor for the earthquake that's coming. Is that what you're still saying?
Yeah, and I've been saying that all along, even before 2008, because I saw 2008 coming, and unfortunately I also saw how the government would respond to 2008. And they did exactly what I feared that they would do and what I warned they would do, and that is exactly why the real earthquake is still in our future. It's not in our past, and people have to prepare for that. And by the way, you know, silver hit a new high today for this year, for 2016. So people are starting to wake up. It's happening very slowly, but it's happening.
I think Dent's really smart, and I agree with him on a lot of stuff, but when he thinks because gold is so finite, that's why it's not valuable, I mean, the laws of economics I've seen, that makes it more valuable, and it has industrial uses, and all these elites are hoarding
He's got it backwards. It's scarcity is what makes it so valuable, or one of the things that makes it so valuable. If it was abundant, if it was everywhere, then obviously it wouldn't have a lot of value. And the idea that because it's scarce, it can't function as money is completely ridiculous, because gold is divisible. I mean, you can always adjust the price of gold higher, so you never run out of it. There's always enough.
Well, what about though? We now know they've been manipulating gold and silver down, as you said many years ago was going on, and others did. They now admit that so much is rigged, so like the stock markets, so much of it, like the interest rates, currency rates. I mean, how does rigging tie into it? Because they can always come up with new tricks.
Yeah, well, you know, you can only do that for so long. Look, if the government really could manipulate the gold market, gold wouldn't be at 1220. It would still be, you know, down at 300 or lower where it was in 2000. You know, if they can rig markets.
Well, we know they're trying, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they try, but they're not going to succeed. The markets are much bigger. The fundamentals ultimately win out. They can succeed in delaying the inevitable, but all that does is make the inevitable bigger, right? So if the government is trying to prevent gold from going up, when it eventually does go up, it's going to go up even higher.
Well, that's what they say about earthquakes, too. They say the fact that California is way overdue means there's even more pressure when it finally hits. Are you saying it's the same for economics?
Yeah, I mean, those tremors are good because they take the pressure off the faults. You need the little tremors so you don't have a bigger quake. But think about wage and price controls. You know, what happens when the government has a price control on something for a while because they try to cover up the symptoms of inflation, and then they give up and they take away the controls, and then you get a huge spike in price. So if the government's going to try to manipulate the market, it's not going to last. But a lot of the manipulation isn't really manipulation. It's just people being foolish. You've got big banks like Goldman Sachs shorting gold, telling their clients to short gold. A lot of people, unfortunately, listen to Goldman Sachs, and they're doing the wrong thing. So a lot of times the markets are just mispriced because so many people don't get it, just like all the people who were buying the subprime mortgages before the bottom dropped out of the market, or all the people who were buying those dot-com stocks for several years before they collapsed. So the same thing is going to happen now. There's a lot of people following.
Peter, Skype cut out for just a moment. We're trying to reconnect with him here at the end. You know, my job's fun in many ways. It's also scary, but the good news is, time goes on, we're going to get to find out who's right and all this. Peter, your Skype cut out for a moment. But Europac.com, do you think it'll be evident that we're in a real global recession soon, in the next few months, or will it take later?
Well, look, I think it's more of a U.S.
Peter Schiff's is gone. Hey, it's okay. Scott cut out the end. Thank you, Peter, for joining us. Europac.com, Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Speaking of tremors, speaking of volcanoes, I'm going to hit some articles on that when we come back. Leanne McAdoo got an important report I've been hearing air on that subject as well. We'll get into the economy, some military news, a lot more than our reporters on the ground in Denver, Colorado.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation.
Stop it, please, stop it.
And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. cooling me. War, terror, disease. There were a myriad problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war.
It's happening.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
There's a lot of amazing news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We're going to be covering some of it. But if you're watching us on television, you see our standard yellow star. We call it the sun that we orbit. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then out into the gas giants and the Kuiper Belt. And one of the biggest threats is out there between the gas giants, and that's the asteroid field. It's estimated that there's the equivalent of hundreds of planets worth of wreckage floating in orbit around the sun. And a lot of those get kicked out on different tracks, along with comets and other planetary visitors, and plunge into the Earth's surface. They even have serious Discovery Channel scientific programs where they now show satellite photos of the huge craters all over the world. Before the Shoemaker-Levy comet, was it Saturn it plunged into? Jupiter. Yeah, I remember having Shoemaker and Levy on before they died in a car wreck. Or the Shoemaker family. I've had Levy on after they died. Amateur, professional, quasi, finding that comet and then estimating that it would hit Jupiter. And then the comet blowing holes, six holes, as it broke up coming into the atmosphere, bigger than Earth. Some people even thought it might ignite, but it didn't, the gas giant, and turn it into a sun. In fact, if Jupiter got ignited, many estimate it would be a smaller second sun. That's what the whole 2001 Space Odyssey thing ends with, and when Jupiter ignites into a sun and destroys the wormhole gate that's there, it's called Lucifer. So that's all the occultism of the establishment and how they flaunt it in everybody's face. There was even a leaked NASA plan to actually run that project. But I digress. It was blowing holes in the side of the planet, the gas giant. Go look it up for yourself. I'm going from memory here. Bigger than the Earth. Now, that's the universe we live in. And the United Nations voted back in Copenhagen when they were pushing a World Government Conference 5-6 years ago that the sun does not affect climate. Well, we know it's the main driver of climate. Tectonic energies are clearly, according to all the scientists I've interviewed, the experts. Again, I've gone and interviewed the experts. They always say, oh, you're not a scientist, you can't speak to these things. Barbara Boxer talking down to people like they're idiots. Like she only has the knowledge. That's an MSNBC attitude that anybody else that doesn't do exactly what they say is dumb and they're so smart. Then you go meet one of their followers, they can hardly talk. They're just ruled by these arrogant crones that sit up on them as mob bosses trying to ban free speech and restrict all these liberties. And, oh, let's Bill Nye the Science Guy. Let's arrest anybody that disagrees with man-made climate change. Thought it was warming. And so what I'm getting at here is the next big force is tectonic. The next big heat source is the Earth, still molten from its creation and the pressures of its mass. There's a debate whether the moon has a molten center or not. Most scientists think it's probably cool by now. It doesn't have the pressures needed to continue to heat. But those are some of the mysteries of the universe. Those are some of the things that scientists are still trying to completely discover. But we're in a very active universe. Again, if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com/show to see what I'm talking about. It adds another dimension, as I said, to the transmission. And then most experts agree, and this is the compendium of research, that the third driver of climate on the Earth, number one is the sun, number two is tectonic movement and heat, number three is the moon. The moon is huge. It controls the tides. It manipulates what's happening inside the Earth. It has a massive effect on when plants and animals release their pollen, when they mate, when the fish run. It's all known to be kind of the clock of the Earth. And also the space winds and the solar winds are blocked by the moon. Even though it's smaller than the Earth, when the winds go over it, they have radio telescope shots of this and magnetic field telescopes. It goes like a teardrop over it. And the moon, when properly positioned, completely blocks the Earth from solar radiation and space winds. Pretty amazing, huh? Or space winds coming from that direction. There's just all sorts of different types of radiation and fields and light and dark matter energy that they know is there. They can read it on meters. It's stronger than our energy, but they can't tell what it is because it's interdimensional. But they see the pressure wavelengths of whatever's in those other dimensions weighing in. And they have lower dimensional fields showing up and higher dimensional fields and then other dimensional fields and vortexes. And then we have the establishment telling us that men reading teleprompters, walking around on red carpets with foppish, sycophantic crowds, telling them they're gods. And these are the people that endanger our planet, that have created all sorts of super high-tech weapons and now think they're God, or genetically engineering every species they can get their hands on, that are creating cross-species chimeras. Chimera, potato, patata. And there's just no sense of restraint in the race for power because, well, if we create the new AI supercomputers, it'll merge with us, we'll live forever. And if we do all the genetic engineering randomly with gene guns, randomly splicing thousands of species a day at major laboratories, we'll find new super secrets and we'll implant the humans and humanoid cows and sheep that are part human and won't reject it. And the best part is the animals have no rights and the humans have no rights because they're not actually human or animal. And then the environmentalists are controlled by us through the globalist think tanks with Dr. Peter Singer. And PETA is the Animal Liberation Front, and we're in control and guide the whole movement. Don't worry anybody about the real problems. See, we got it all figured out. They got it all figured out. They know what they're doing. And I was talking to my lawyer yesterday. Yeah, let's look at that headline for a second. What's that out of the Express? Yeah, London Express. Yeah, look at that. Scientists opened mass cloning factory this year to clone cows, pets, and humans. I notice they always act like it hadn't really been developed yet. They've been cloning since the 30s with rabbits. They've been cloning humans, we know, since the 50s. And they just always, we don't know if we can do that like we're children. And they've got all these weird cross-species animals you can buy that rich people are getting stuff now. And you tell the general public that, they just roll your eyes. They have cross-species salmon that's three times bigger and they admit is going to extinct regular salmon already in the ocean. Oh, they magically just let it go. Oh, oops, they're playing God, folks. They're on power trips. They're playing dice, Russian roulette, on purpose for the nihilistic thrill of doing it all. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't know if there was a real Atlantis. Plato said it was real. Other cultures did as well. Blew up out by the Atlantic Ocean. They found all sorts of weird isotopes in the rock that submarines have gotten in the different areas. But here's what I'm getting at. whether it's comets or whether it's asteroids, you add in new threat matrices. Because previously, scientists said, oh, we believe every few million years a comet or huge asteroid that causes an earth-changing event that darkens the skies for a few years, creates a mini ice age, and kills most of the life forms. We think it happens every million, 2 million years. Now scientists have gone and they've studied the rock in thousands of large craters, hundreds of humongous ones, bigger than Meteor Crater, you know, out in Arizona. And they know that it happens probably every couple hundred thousand years or more. Because they find ice ages in the ice core samples that weren't a couple thousand years long on the dormancy cycle of the sun every 10, 12,000 years. They're finding little ones and partial ones all over. And then they check the isotopes and they check the different compound minerals that are created. And they know the signature of even certain meteors and what they were made out of and what those meteors slash asteroids did. And so we're sitting here with the clock going, I mean, you talk about a global government, it should be a consortium of nations working together to have anti-comet and anti-asteroid defense systems. But see, they don't want you to have all that. There's a race to get all the power first for the elite, wall us off, dumb us down, cull us out with mind control and bioweapons. While they're all racing as fast as they can to get life extension, and then they think supercomputers will be so fast and so great, they'll just manifest all these super technologies overnight in the singularity, when the singularity is just something that Ray Kurzweil came up with, who thinks he's going to resurrect his dead dad with his dad's diary and papers. No, Kurzweil, you're not going to resurrect your dead dad with that. Maybe in the future you could record everything in his brain, have a copy of it, and claim that was really him. But it won't be his essence, his soul, his spirit. But your daddy ain't coming back, whack job. And you're not going to become the first God. Look around you, brother. There is a real God. You ain't it. I ain't it. You arrogant, narcissistic loon bag. I deal with so many crazy people in my life, and they're savage, they're nuts, they think they're invincible. They're easy to defeat like a lobotomized zombie, but you still got to deal with them. It's like having one in your backyard that's crawling along, and you can't sit there and have lemonade. You're going to fall asleep. It's going to chew your throat out. They just think they're so smart. The arrogance, the delusion, because we've created an artificial world where people don't have to live in the real confines of the real world. People started fights, they pushed people around, they've done stuff, and they've never had to get their nose broken for it. That's why they want a nanny state, so all these little babies are delusional and don't live in the real world and don't understand what's really going on and don't have any real ideas about what they're dealing with. So they're not worried about NSA spying. They're not worried about checkpoints. They're not worried about forced vaccines. They're not worried about GMO. They're not worried about anything because they are delusional until they get cancer or until they get a neurological disorder. And then they go to the races and sit in the stands, you know, dying of cancer. And everybody waves at them when they go for the jog, the 10K to raise money. And then they feel like a victim and are a movie star while they're dying and, you know, get all into it. And they've got a whole program for you. And, oh, the end of humanity's coming, and we'll all be little rock stars during it, and we all knew our species was bad, and we're all just going to accept it. So you think nothing's going to happen to you till it's happening to you. And I'm telling you, folks, it is happening to you. Our children are being brain damaged and brainwashed by the TV and the screen time. The GMO is killing us and changing our DNA. The elite are like psycho mad scientists on PCP. There are hundreds of volcanoes suddenly becoming active at a level they've never seen in modern history. There are all sorts of sinkholes forming everywhere, earthquakes happening all over the place, crazy mass die-offs and stuff going on, all sorts of secret testing going on. The elite are trying to kill the planet, as best I can tell, while they claim they're trying to save it. High school textbooks we've shown you teach children that there is chemtrailing going on, and that they're doing it to save the Earth. I got sent links this weekend by friends that it was on Weather Channel admitting they're chemtrailing us and how they do it for our own good. See, it doesn't exist, but we're doing it. There is a global government, but we're doing it. There is a secret Department of Energy program, but it's not what the kooks say. It's for your own good. And then we find out all over the world, the aluminum's getting so high, plants can't grow and are dying. Why are you doing this New World Order? Well, you come to kill, steal, and destroy. I mean, I'm not saying you're the devil. That's what the Bible says he does. You want to come to kill, steal, and destroy. And you go about like a lion roaring, seeing who you may devour. Because I used to think that that was like in, you know, Friday the 13th movies where the guy's woman's running and she falls down on purpose and then crawls on her, you know, legs. Oh, don't get me. I used to think, oh, that's made up. Then I've actually seen video and footage now and, you know, crime scene stuff where that's actually what a lot of people do is they fall down. Someone walks in their house with a butcher knife. Grown men just go, and the person gets to stab them. That was bred into you. The wimpiest person 100 years ago, I don't care if it was the U.S., Africa, Germany, Mexico, I don't care where you were. You come pull a knife on anybody, they're going to fight you because they got an instinct. But see, they flipped the instinct off. I mean, somebody walks here with a butcher knife to attack me, this table's going over on them, I'm going to literally, my teeth are going to, I mean, I'm going to just literally start baring my teeth and just go completely ape on them. It's not because I'm even a tough guy. I'm normal. You want to kill me? How about you die? And that's what I'm telling the New World Order. Listen, I see you. Man, you're ugly. Man, you stink. Man, you're evil. Wow. If there was the devil before, you've now manifested it. You're it. Satan's real. And you know what? I look at you, you snot-nosed, demon-eyed maggot. I'm going to get my hands around your neck, God's help. And we're going to absolutely, metaphysically twist your head off your little shoulders. All I know is I don't want to be around this or a part of it. And I've got all this earthquake news. 5 major earthquakes in 48 hours. The seismologists warn catastrophic mega earthquakes are coming. Sign us for the big one is coming. 4 major earthquakes, 48 volcanoes going crazy. You name it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control. But gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
We'll be right back.
like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
And that's the thing. The globalists aren't even in disguise.
Fool me with your kisses.
Look, I'm going to do a whole special report on the volcanoes and the earthquakes and all the craziness. I want to hit this Russia story that's on Infowars.com. It's pretty important. I'll do 5 minutes the next hour. The David Knight takes over with our crews. They're going to be on the ground. Or they're on the ground there in Denver. That's only coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Briefly, this is a listener-supported broadcast. Everybody knows that. That's how we fund the operation. And we sell a lot of really great products. And you heard me, you know, talking to Peter Schiff earlier about how our audience just gets bigger, but expanded funds don't come in. And we're doing okay. We can pay our crew and things, but it gets really hard to do more. And it just gets down to the fact that I want to be able to continue what we're doing and hopefully expand. And then I know things are probably going to get worse down the road. So I'm thinking, man, I just want to keep where I'm at. And so please shop with the good guys. Plant a garden this year. We have the widest selection of non-GMO heirloom quality seeds, from fruit trees right down to corn, right down to wheat, right down to tobacco, you name it. Infowarsstore.com, shortwave radio, Shelly for Prison shirts, Molon Lave shirts, hundreds of others. And we have some of the biggest deals ever on products like the great Brain Booster, Naturally Healthily. That is BrainForce at InfowarsLife.com. It is 45% off retail, 25% off sales price. We always pretty much have stuff at sales price, but it's 25% off sales price. That's 45% off retail, $22 for a nootropic that we could eat. I could sell it for $40 and sleep really good at night. We've got to have profit to operate. That's like when I sell colloidal silver for $9.95. It shouldn't be $24. I mean, it's really good. Try it out for yourself. Know you're supporting the broadcast. We also have Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, the good halogen that's so important to block out the bad halogens. Just what it's done for me has been so game-changing. It's amazing. Find out why it's so special. I keep forgetting we have 10% off for everybody that signs up for AutoShip for different products at InfowarsLife.com or InfowarsStore.com. 10% off, and then you can just cancel any time. It's something you know you want every month, like the Wake of America high-quality coffee, super high-quality organic volcanic soil-grown southern Mexico. Chiapas, it's like Guatemalan, but better. It's my favorite coffee. Very rich, very delicious. Arabica. And you can get 10% off on any item when you sign up for AutoShip. Everything's free shipping on $50 or above. I need to mention that more often. And we've also got DNA Force with a patented form of antioxidant CoQ10, BioPQQ, digestive enzymes, patented types, immune boosting, astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol, and so many other things. That's why it's such an amazing nutraceutical, and your purchase makes it all possible. And don't forget, if you want to get videos and articles that are exclusive and things that we send out on other platforms that try to censor us, you need to sign up to get the free email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. We also send a lot of promo codes, things that are exclusive just to the newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, Infowarsstore.com, or InfowarsLife.com. And please don't forget InfowarsHealth.com. That's the full spectrum, 400-plus products of the amazing folks at Longevity, whether it's Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, or their original, my favorite, or whether it's Pollen Burst or OsteoFX or the Alex Pack, they call it discounted. You can get free shipping there when you sign up for AutoShip as well. And you can get 30% off when you sign up and become a distributor. It's like $30 to become a distributor. Then you get those like Sam's Club or whatever. Then you get big discounts and a lot more at InfowarsHealth.com or InfowarsTeam.com. It's basically a clone of the site, but it's more geared towards becoming a distributor. InfowarsTeam.com. We're all in this together. When you support our sponsors, it really helps us, obviously. It's the oxygen of this operation. Some stations don't carry it. A lot of them are. Support our local affiliates. Fourth hour coming up, Infowars.com/show to find all the free podcasts, video links, and the rest of the fourth hour. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.